All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. It's Friday, which means we check in with a very busy Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation and our Kicks and River Country Baseball Insider, Doug Schweitzer. Doug, how are you doing today?
You know what? Doing well. How are folks up there in the Peace Country?
You know, we've been enjoying some nice weather here up in the 20s, not a cloud in the sky. It's an ideal weather for a baseball game up here, but unfortunately, we don't have a major league team. But maybe one day, you never know.
You never know.
Exactly. So right off the bat, I guess we'll give the Jays their swan song. I almost had thought, because, I mean, your thoughts on Ryu, because, I mean, he was really effective, and it almost felt like as soon as that first inning was done, so was the Jays' season. It almost felt like that, didn't it?
Well, you know what? For the Jays to make the playoffs with that young team that they had, I mean, the hat's off to them. I mean, they really did perform well all season long in a tough environment where they weren't playing in their home ballpark. Like, it was just amazing to see them get this far. I think this is going to serve them well for the future. And, you know, hopefully next year, you know, Vladdy can get himself, you know, going earlier on, and they can have a real run next year. But I think this is exactly what they needed, at least a little bit of a taste of the postseason and some confidence builders. You know, hopefully they have a really strong next year.
Yeah, and it definitely sets it up. I guess pitching will have a lot to do with that and how good their pitching is next year. But a healthy Nate Pearson should make a big difference for them, shouldn't it?
Well, it really should. I mean, he came back and had a couple games there towards the end of the year. He was pumping fastballs in the low hundreds, like 101, 102. So I think they need him to kind of round into form as a starter. And if not, then they need to turn him into a closer real quick, because I think he'd be an amazing closer at the same time. So hopefully they can get him rolling and put him in there with some of the veterans that they picked up. Yeah, I think they got a real team there.
Yeah, they definitely do. And one more before we get into some announcements you had to make. Did you see the Tatis bat flip?
Oh, that was epic. I
figured you'd like that.
You know what? The thing that's going to be really interesting, though, is when the Dodgers hopefully end up playing against the Padres. Like, that would be like a Southern California battle that I'd just love to see. And then the one series I think is going to get tense is when the Astros and the A's play each other. They've had a few bench-clearing situations so far, and then now they're going to do a series with each other. I mean, there's no fans in the crowd, so these guys, like, everything they say can be heard. There was even an F-bomb dropped on live TV because they could actually pick up the audio.
Oh, boy.
I think that series is going to be a fun one to watch.
Oh, I'm already excited for that one, and it certainly looks like it's going to happen. Now, Minister, I guess one of the things that had happened is that another guest who was on the hot seat recently, yesterday actually, your colleague, Minister Devin Dreeshan, you two had a chance to make an announcement side by side in terms of some opportunities. And from what Minister Dreeshan was telling me, it sounds like venture capitalists really have an appetite to help establish some startups here, don't they?
Well, Alberta's on the map when it comes to technology now. It's just fascinating to see, because technology, people always talk about tech companies, but it's really not just about tech companies, because every company, every business is technology driven now. And we are one of the best places in the world to do agriculture. Like, we've had one of the best years in Alberta's history this year, particularly down in southern Alberta was really strong. And you know what? Investment in technology is at the forefront of agriculture here in the province of Alberta. So it made complete sense for a venture capitalist firm that is driven for agricultural technology that's from the heart of Silicon Valley in California, which is where, you know, the Googles and everything else is situated. They want to be in Alberta to make sure they're at the forefront of innovation in agriculture. So it's rural Alberta meets the heart of Silicon Valley, innovation at its core, and we're going to make sure we get these companies built here in the province of Alberta. I just can't think of a better way to frame it than that.
No, no doubt about that. And I guess one of the things that we had a story on this week about a father and son farmer in Saskatchewan who had set up an app where you basically take a picture of a row of rolls of seeds of canola, and within 8 to 10 seconds, it's going to give you a seed grading. And there's other information that you could get if you go further into the app. It's on an iPhone, Apple, iOS right now. And tech like that, are these the types of things that this type of announcement is looking to support? Because I know some farmers have said that sometimes they felt that, at least when it's come to technology, that the agriculture industry may be a bit behind several others.
Well, and that's really what it's all about. Like, you should see what they're building. In Olds College, they literally have a tractor that is set up as a massive drone. So they can build, what they'll do is they'll scan the field, and then they'll be able to program this drone to go out into that field and do what a conventional tractor trailer would do. So it is just amazing to see the advances in the technology. And then if you put the sensors around it, like the technology you were mentioning, to be able to see the grade of the crop, you can real time, you can see what's happening in the field. We also have, in our greenhouses, the ability for using AI and machine learning to know exactly when you want your crop to be harvested. You can tell the machinery, we want to harvest our crop on this day at this time, and it will turn the temperature up and it will have the right humidity in that system to grow the crop for exactly when you want to have your staff on hand to harvest the crop. It is getting to that level of sophistication, and Alberta is at the forefront of this technology for agriculture, and it's just a huge, sky's the limit on this one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're just looking at this one, too, as we saw it from the National Post. Alberta's jobs minister tagged the Twitter accounts of major studios and talked about completing all those tests, and definitely seems like, at least you personally, are definitely reaching out to a lot of these people.
Well, we had a call actually last week with some major leads at Netflix, Universal Studios, and a whole bunch of other producers, talking to them about coming to Alberta, telling them about our experience with the NHL hub that we ran in Edmonton and how successful that was, talking to them about the fact that Alberta is leading the world when it comes to COVID testing per capita, and how we have the ability to work with businesses on creative solutions to get their work done. So we want to sell Alberta to the world. We want to make sure films can come here as well and have those productions done in Alberta. We have beautiful landscapes. There's no reason why these companies and businesses can't shoot their films and movies here in the province of Alberta. D.C. is having a little bit of a tough time right now where a lot of these people are working. So let's bring them to Alberta and help them finish their productions and shoots this year.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely one of the and that's also too as well the film production industry in Alberta. Is that one of those industries that you would say that's a very crucial one for Alberta, but maybe doesn't get the love, say, as some of the bigger ones?
Well, we're taking a good hard look at it, and we're talking to them about what the potential future could look like for film in Alberta. A lot of this is actually tax structured. It drives a lot of this industry around tax credits. So we're taking a good deep dive right now into how those credits are structured in other jurisdictions in Canada and around the world to see if we can come up with a mix here in our province that works. But you know what? We do have some amazing track records of Oscar-winning films being shot in Alberta. We've got great crews here. It's a potential opportunity to get some people back to work as well in many of our rural communities where we could fill up some of our hotels. And it's just a real thing that we're taking a look at right now to see if we can do more.
And also as well, you and Minister Nicolaitis had a chance to make an announcement as well, side by side, about research projects into various ways to detect COVID, possibly treat it. So even more technology that's being put into healthcare as well, it looks like.
Well, we partnered with the federal government earlier on this year around COVID treatments and different research projects that were ongoing, but we had so many amazing applications come in from the University of Alberta, University of Calgary, where researchers are at the forefront of antibody tests, like an almost immediate antibody test, using artificial intelligence to spot trends in how COVID is spread so we can kind of intervene earlier on. So we just saw these projects as must-haves for our province because it's just we need to get this research done here in the province of Alberta. We are at the forefront of the world when it comes to COVID research, and this is also an opportunity for businesses to take that research and turn it into job opportunities. So we just saw that this is something that we had to do, and we put $2.1 million towards it.
Now, Minister, this also may be a bit of irony to it, but if you think about things that this current U.S. administration has done for Alberta, one, a presidential permit for Keystone XL, and now more recently a presidential permit for the A2A rail line, which are both specifically meant to help get Alberta's resources to Tidewater. Is it almost ironic that you've maybe, or at least Alberta in that end, has received more support from the American president as opposed to the Canadian prime minister, maybe, in terms of at least of getting the resources to Tidewater?
Well, the thing that I'm really excited about with this potential rail line is the ability to unlock opportunities in the north. Like, when you take a look at where that rail line would go, there's no reason why you couldn't have potential trucking routes, further offshoots of different smaller rail lines off of it, and that'll help with the northern communities. Because right now, we struggle quite often to get them just basic goods that you and I cannot go to the grocery store and get. A loaf of bread is more expensive, milk is more expensive. So if we do pursue this rail line to Alaska, there's a lot of merit to that idea. We need to make sure we've got our grain companies on side. We need to make sure we have our different logistical companies on side, because it's a real opportunity to unlock value in our northern communities, mining opportunities. Like, so really we have to think through as a government and as a nation how we want to support our people in our northern communities and our territories like the Yukon. So this is a huge opportunity. A lot of work is going to need to be done to actually get this to the goal line of financing, getting our indigenous communities on side. But I think there's a real merit to taking a good hard look at getting this to the goal line.
Yeah, no doubt, definitely a real good opportunity on that. And also as well, just there's some more interesting things, and this is actually one that came in, and it has nothing to do, it's a question from a listener actually, and that has nothing to do really with so much, but this is the one. Minister, if the opportunity ever came up, would you ever consider going for the leadership again? Ooh, interesting.
Oh, you know what? Our Premier, Jason Kenney, is doing an amazing job in our province. I'm just happy to be doing the role that I have here with jobs, economy, and innovation. Every day I get to go into the office and get to learn about a new, exciting opportunity, and it's just amazing to be at this point in my life.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And this is one I have to throw back because I remember I wanted to ask you last week, but I totally forgot it. So this is as Doug, our baseball analyst, and I had always thought about this. You had said if you had gone out there and you felt that your pitcher had had a less favorable strike zone than your opponent, that you'd make a stink about it, kind of like Lou Piniella. So if you were to lose your mind on it, like how would you like make your point to the umpire that it would be memorable?
Well, you know what? I think one of the best ones is when, this is more on a stolen base one, where Lou Piniella went out there and kind of stole the base himself and took it with him.
Yes.
But the other option you have as well is if you think the umpire is not calling balls and strikes the way he should, you just go cover that home plate with a bunch of dirt and just basically say, might as well just throw it nothing anyways because you're not calling any strikes. So I think that would make it the other option too, is just to bury home plate with a big pile of dirt. That might be another option, but... Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other creative ideas?
I actually have one.
What would you do to get kicked out of a game?
So if it was me, this is actually what I would do. And now also being a former pitcher, what I would do is I would actually go behind home plate and I would go to my pitcher and say, throw a pitch, and I would actually say, no matter where that pitch went, strike three, and then I'd walk away from the umpire and I'd actually take myself out of the game. But I would go behind the plate and call the pitch and say, hey, I saw it clearly there, you did. So basically something like that. I would mock the umpire like that if it was that bad.
Yeah, if it was that bad. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I'm actually just really looking forward to seeing if the Marlins can actually get through as well. Like, who would have thought the Marlins would be in the playoffs this year after losing 100 games last year?
No, and even the same thing, too. A lot of surprise teams.
Well, I mean, who would have thought Derek Jeter would get that team turned around so fast? Everybody's given them such a hard time last year. Here they are. They got the Cubbies on the ropes.
Yeah, they do, and this time, who knows, maybe there won't be any Steve Bartman to interfere like they did several years ago and deny Moises Alou, so you never know how it'll go. Minister, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks so much.
This is Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Economy, Jobs, and Innovation, our baseball insider as well, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.